This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The president did make a little bit of news at his press conference today. He said more than 500,000 people have signed up for insurance through healthcare.gov this month. Seeing as how Monday is the deadline to get on board, if you want coverage to kick in by New Year's, that number is probably going to rise. And as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports now from the health desk at WHYY, officials are bracing for a flood of traffic.
Kentucky has prepared itself for the storm.
We increased the number of our call center staff by 50 employees. We also extended our hours to Sunday.
That's Carrie Banahan, head of the Kentucky Health Benefit Exchange. Banahan says enrollment numbers have jumped 40% since Thanksgiving, with 3,000 Kentuckians enrolling daily. With interest so high right now, it's kind of like buying tickets for some super cool rock concert.
There's such demand at times, we just don't have enough lines for individuals to call in. They have to try back.
When it comes to the federal exchange, officials say nearly 2 million people have applied and qualified for coverage. Ron Pollack with the advocacy group Families USA says all that's left for them is picking a plan.
People obviously are taking time and should take time to select the plan. I think we're going to see people taking this last step in the next few days.
What nobody knows is whether healthcare.gov can handle the wave of consumers. Matthew Prince has his doubts.
Given the challenges that the system had from the day it was launched, given the short amount of time that it's had before the deadline has come up, it's likely that we will continue to see challenges with the site going forward.
Prince runs the firm Cloudflare, which builds websites and works with federal agencies on their site performance, though not on the federal exchange. President Obama has taken responsibility for improving healthcare.gov. The next 3 days will be its biggest test. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.